Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf ches, and we're holding the fourth line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara is going to continue telling us about Hilchos Dayanim and Mishpatim. And the Gemara now quotes a pasuk, HaKotoyin KaKodoyl Tishma'un. The whole pasuk in its entirety you have here as number one, or Aleph, depending on which Gemara you have. Lo Yisakiru Fanaba Mishpat. We're talking to the Dayanim, and we're saying Lo Yitakir Uponim. In other words, don't show any favoritism. KaKotoyin KaGodoyl Tishma'un. You should listen both to the small and to the big. Lo Yisagur Matneish, and don't be afraid. Kim Mishpat Kim Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge of the Mishpat of the judgment. But Dover Sheikh Shemikam. Sakrim Nalai Ushmatim. Anything that's difficult for you, said Moshe Rabbeinu, bring it to me, and I will listen to your din Torah. We're going to talk about virtually every word in this pasuk in some depth.
Just what is Lo Taguru?
Do not be afraid of anyone. In other words, if you have two dayanim, one is not dayanim. If you have two parties, one is a litigant, who is a
strapping
a toughy,
individual,
a toughy.
Don't be nervous.
Right.
Just go and. That's the poshup shot in the pasuk. Yesterday, the Gemara gave a different shot. The segurim neish means that if you, for instance, if you happen to be an aide or a dayan, and because of the fact that this guy is a toughy, you might go and keep your thoughts to yourself and not paskin correctly. The word seguru comes through from the lashon of ogur, to go and collect, to gather. So the aidim may have testimony that they would normally go and recite, but they are afraid of that person because he's a toughy, and they're going to hold it back.
Mm-hmm.
Or the dayanim or the talmidim may feel that toughy is wrong and we should paskin against him, but they may collect and gather their thoughts and keep it to themselves and not express their thought that fellow is wrong and the other guy is right because of their concern.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, beginning back to earlier on the pasuk, it says, Kakotoyin Kakodoyu Tishmoy. On the simple level, this might be understood to refer to the parties, that whether the party happens to be young or old, distinguished or not so, listen to everyone. However, the Gemara says is not referring to the Gavra, but to the Chefetza. In other words, we're talking the subject matter of the dispute. How much are we talking about? Umri Shlokish Yehei, Chovev Alecha, the Dayan, it should be Chovev, dear to him. Din show pruta, ki din show meya mana. One person is coming in to argue about a penny, or 10 cents, or 50 cents. Somebody else is coming about meya mana, $1,000, or $5,000, or $100,000, or whatever. So you would think you would give preference to the din show meya mana, because after all, that's a big, big case. No. The din show pruta is like the din show meya. Frankly, one of my hilchasa, for what purpose? In other words, what is he telling you? Does it mean that the dayanim that are dealing with that din Torah, they have to give the same amount of due diligence and effort in reviewing the facts and reviewing the law before they issue their psak? Pshita, just because one happens to be 0.01 cents as the entire subject matter, and the other happens to be $1 million for the entire subject matter, but whatever the tainus are, back and forth, Is he right? Are the Edom believable? Are they not? Are they reliable? Is the evidence commensurate with the arguments? What do the Tshuvah Svarim say? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Who cares whether the amount that we're talking about is a penny or $100 or more? Of course, to go and paskin, you have to paskin based on the law. So there's no chiddush in that to say that din shaputik din shomeh. El Aliak Dume rather comes to tell you in Hilchis Akdume. What means Akdume? What happens if two people come into Bezdin and each one of them files a complaint with the Bezdin against some defendant? So I would think, okay, we have this real big case. Let's adjudicate that first because that's a matter of gravity. That's $1 million, $100, as opposed to just a little penny. Says our Gemara, no. If the person who filed the complaint for the penny came in first, you have to give him din kadima and listen to his din Torah, even though you look upon it as being, come on, this is it's child's play, it's petty cash, it's gaudish. No. If he came in first, he should be served first. You have to listen to his din Torah first and then go to the other one. And then we continue on the pasuk, le'segurim ne'ishkiyam mishpat le'lekim hu. The mishpat is to Hashem. What does that mean? It's to Hashem. Amar b'chamer b'chanina. Amar kodesh baruch hu. Lo yidayin lo rishom shenoit lo mizeh mamayin. V'noyis lo zeh sheloi kidin. What happens if the dayanim are not going to go and pasken alibe da halacha? They are going to unfortunately err, either intentionally or unintentionally. You know what that's going to mean. What that's going to mean is that I am going to be affected, says the Rabbi Shalom. In which respect am I going to be affected? As a result, I'm going to have to go and make amends. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I have a dintoida between Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven should be the winning party, but the Bezin unfortunately erred, and they make Shimon the winning party. So what happens is that somebody's going to be out of pocket unfairly, and aloy shaloi ki hilchasa, says Rabbi Yisholem, I'm going to make amends, I'm going to go and pay off Reuven or Shimon, whoever was really deserving to receive mamayin min hatoy. And so therefore, when it says a mishpat lel kimhu, Barshab Shat means that all the mishpat that you're doing, any time the dayanim sit together on a tribunal to decide a case, they're doing it in accordance with what it says in the Torah Kedoshah, in the Chumash, in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Tshuvah Svarim. The Mishpat Leil Kimmel, you got to go and decide it in accordance with Rabbi Nishleim's Torah. However, the Gemara is darshaning this a little bit differently. Every time that there is a Din Torah, where you have a complaint filed between Reuven and Shimon, it's as if it's Reuven against Kaviyachol the Rabbi Nishleim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu may have to pay out at the end of the day if this Din Torah is not decided correctly. So that's the Kavona Kimimishva Lekimhu. If you look at the Rashi, about 6-7 lines from the top, says Rashi, Kimimishva Lekimhu, Ki ilu atadon umoitzi mamay miyara Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if the Toveya is not asking, Shimon should pay me, Hashem should pay me. Shari olav lahachzer mamal abalav. Eventually, that's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's duty, so to speak, to reimburse whoever is out of pocket unfairly. So, think about it, you people that are the parties. Think about it, you the Edom. Think about it, you the Dayanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is sitting in the defendant's chair, so to speak, because he's the one that ultimately may have to go and pay out. So, it's not only that the Rishoyim, meaning Dayanim that are paskening incorrectly or parties that are bringing false Edom, it's not only that they are taking Momen unlawfully from the other party, but the Matriach Mia Kodesh Baruch Kaviyach Lahachse Momen Lebalav. That's why it's a Mishpat Lelekim. If you remember, Rashi already brought this Gemara 2 days ago, when we were learning Hey Amid Beis, or maybe it was Vav Amid Beis, where the Rashi brought this very Gemara that we're talking about, that every time you have the Edom and you have the Dayanim, they should remember that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's being Mishpat. He's the one that is the defendant, so to speak, and that's the one that you have to be careful about. Where was that, Rashi? Ooh. Rashi put to mind Rashi's modern. Okay, yeah. See, you see in the Gemara on the bottom of Vav Amid Beis, you have 6 lines into the wide lines all the way in the bottom. Reb Chanan Oimer, 6 lines from the beginning of the very wide lines, or from the bottom of the Amid. Reb Chanan Oimer leisachlis tvarachem neish v'yu edim yoidin es mi hein meidin. The edim should know, who are they being made? Now, what does that mean that they should know who they're being made? So if you look at the Rashi, again on Vav Amid Beis, the Rashi is just past halfway down the Amud. Esmi hein me'in, ki ilu hein me'in ba'kodesh baruch hu. When the Edom are coming into the Bezin, they should know, we're not being made about whether Reuven lent money to Shimon, or Shimon lent money to Reuven. We're being made about a kodesh baruch hu kaviyochel. Kedom lekamon shematrichen, Oisoi, we are forcing Hashem being matriachim lahachse mamal abalav. So therefore, any aidus that you're giving has an effect on Hashem. Will Hashem have to pay out, or won't he have to pay out? So bear in mind, aidim, that this is a very crucial, the aidus that you are giving.
It's a wonderful idea, but where else do we have this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make up monetary? I can't even. All the din of Yuma Shemayim, or one way is one sins, etc., but that he's actually going to intervene and make up for monetary problems? Where does this come from?
That's the chiddush of this Gemara, that Hashem is going to reimburse those that have been treated unfairly.
Is this the source, or is there something broader?
We certainly know that Hashem goes and supports the aniyim and avyoinim, either directly, indirectly, etc. So here it's saying all those that have been unfairly treated, gypped, immorally, unethically, and unfairly treated, Hashem will take care of them as well. Hashem watches out for everybody in the world to make sure that they are not treated unfairly. Mike Tavadova Shiyikshim Mikah says in the Pasik, Takrivin Olai Ushmatim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is talking about when they were putting together the court system. Remember, Yisroel was the one that suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu to go and have courts of lower ranking and higher ranking. And therefore, if you have something which is really difficult, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you can come to me. This was considered to be a little bit of arrogance on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's hard for us even to imagine that.
Arrogance and Moshe in the same.
Exactly. So don't be too nervous, because in Yad Hashem we're going to, in another line or two, going to dispel that possibility. But at least on the Havamin of Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu had an oynish, he was punished. What was the punishment? Shenemar. When the Bnei Salofchot came and they were complaining about the fact that they're not getting any nachla because they're not boys, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go and answer the shayla. Vayakar Moshe es mishpatom lefnei Hashem. He said, "Good gefregt, meidlech or throwing. You asked a very, very good question. I'm not in the position to answer. I'm going to have to give it to Kadosh Baruch." So that was the einish that Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and acknowledge that he didn't know everything. Maskar Nachman Yitzchak.
Doesn't say that he forgot? We forgot that, not that he didn't know, but he actually knew and then he forgot. I think that
maybe is a medrash somewhere else. Our Gemara doesn't address that. So Maskar Nachman Yitzchak. Miksiv Vashmiachan Ushmatim Ksiv. With all due respect to Rabbi Chanina, the same Rabbi Yoshia that said Moshe Rabbeinu was Nenash because he said that, why don't you study the words a little bit more carefully? It doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu said something which is difficult, I will paskin. He said, I will listen to it very, very carefully. And therefore, what am I going to do after I listen? Igamina gamina. If I happen to have learned it, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who gave me the Torah, if I learned it, then I'll tell you what Hashem said. The Eloi, and if not, as living the Gamina, then I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to go into the law library and we'll take out all the Svarim. Or I'll talk to Hashem. I'm going to make a local call or international call, whichever way you look at it, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, the Boy Yishol Vostubminda. That's why Yakar Moshe Mishpat Lufnei Hashem. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, with all due respect to Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoshia, you're wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say anything inappropriate. After all, like everybody said, Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Ma'oid Mikolo Ad Masher Ba'adam. He would never have Chas HaShon been arrogant and say, "Ha ha! I know the answer to all the questions." He said, "You have a question which is difficult. None of the other Dayanim know it. Bring it to me, and I will try to resolve it by either." If I learned it, I'll be happy to share that learning with you. And if not, I'll ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why it's in Ushmat, if it doesn't say the Ashmiach. So what's taka the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Mayakar Moshe Nishpat of Nei Hashem? Nothing to do with Chas HaSholem, anything wrong on Moshe Rabbeinu's part. But quite to the contrary. El Kedestani, Re'ulia Parshat Nachlash, Tikosu Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like the rest of the Torah was written, Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the entire Torah, and he asked him, Solucha, and write it all down, etc. Ella Shezach Bnei Slavchad V'nichtav Al Yodon. Bnei Slavchad, we had them, if you remember back in Bava Basra, what the Gemara said about the Bnei Slavchad, that they were Tzidkoniyos, saying, Rashi brings in the Chumash as well, they were Tzidkoniyos, and as the Gemara is going to say in another three, four lines, the Megalgalin Tzchus Al Yidei Zakai, because they were Tzidkoniyos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the Tzchus, that part of the Torah, these few psukim related to the Hilchas Nachlois, were because of the Benoist Lovchot's question to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shezachu, Benoist Lovchot, Menichtav Al Yodah. And similarly, Re'u Yehoisa Parshas Makoishish, Shetikosev Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, that the parsha of Mekoshish, where again Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what Nisa should the Mekoshish Eitzim get because he violated Hilchai Shabbos, really Moshe Rabbeinu should have been Zoicha to say this on his own without having to go and bring it to Hashem for decision. Because the Mekoshish was violated Shabbos, he was Mechuyiv now Misa, and Nechdu Al Yodayin, therefore he had, so to speak, the schuz that this Shtikl Torah was written as a result of his actions. So in the case of Noitzlavcha, they were the Zakai. In the case of the Mekoshish, he was the Choyva. So therefore, Megalglin, as a result of their actions, one thing brings to another. Therefore, they were Tzidkonios. They had the Schus of the Shtikl Torah written about them, for them, about Hilchas Nachlis. And the Mekoshish, who was a bad guy, unfortunately.
The father, no?
I'm sorry. Oh, very good. So Bill is pointing out that some say, it doesn't say Befedish in the Torah, but there are Midrashim that say to the effect that Mekoshish was the father of the Benoi Slavcha, and the Slavcha himself was the Mekoshish Eitzim. That being the case, that's why the Gemara is bringing these two together to show the sharp contrast that the father, unfortunately, was a bad guy, so to speak. They, on the other hand, were good guys, and each one of them brought
gals.
Thank you for the correction.
Yeah.
Thank you for the correction.
Good people.
Ushmativ, I'm listening.
Gals,
yeah, yeah.
They weren't guys. They were the daughters
people.
Of Slavka.
People. Okay.
In this day and age, you have to be very careful.
Okay, so it's good. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you for the correction.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, you're a good guy. Yeah, not a good, etc. Okay, anyway. So it's Chusay de Zakai, and that's the reason why. By the way, there's a Toysis in Bava Basra who brings a medrash that the Mekoshish was Shem Shemayim Niskaven. Why Shem Shemayim? He saw that people were becoming lax in Shemitah Shabbos. What was the reason? Because this is right after the decree that everybody's going to pass away in the Midbar because of the Maisa of the Meraglim. And everybody said, yeah, great, great, great. And therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu said, over the next 40 years, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana, all of the people are going to pass away. As we know, they all did pass away with the exception of Yeshua and Kovel. Very good. So, the Mekoshish Esim saw that people started becoming lax in Hilchos Shabbos because they said, we're going to die anyway. The question is a day earlier, a day later. Anyway, we're all unfortunately sentenced to Misa because of Raglan. Therefore, the Mekoshish Esim wanted to go and instill fear and trepidation in people to realize, Hebra, this is real business. This is no, yeah, well, we'll see, you know. Put him on death row and then the president will give him clemency. No. This is going to happen. Therefore, the first Shabbos he did in Mekoshish Eitzim, and then, in fact, within the next few days, they were done in Lamisa, and then people said,
oy. So they gave their lives? They gave up their lives to teach a point? You're not supposed to do that.
Whether you're supposed to or not supposed to do it, the Medrash says he was l'shem shemayim niskaven. His kavana was l'shem shemayim. What happens when he got upstairs? When he went directly into Gan Eden because of l'shem shemayim, or he was diverted to Gehenna for a couple of days or years? Chveisnish. None of us know. We just want to say that Mekoshish don't automatically think. Throw him out of his medrash. Don't even look at him. Don't talk to him. He was a Shem Shemayim in this guy. Anyway, if in fact, as that medrash says, Shem Shemayim, it is not surprising that he was zoichet to have such shayne tachtolach, such wonderful daughters that were tzidkonios and tachmonios, because in fact, they were zoichet to have a father that was the Shem Shemayim. Okay.
So that
represents this Gemara
here.
It was not being called by the name. And here it sounds like it's chayiv. It's bad. So you're trying to be chus.
That's Gemara Shabbos.
And Yishali, come ahead.
Oh,
I need you as my right hand man here.
Your wingman,
literally.
Exactly.
You should be sitting at the head of the table.
Oh.
Wherever anyone sits, that's where they sit, the head of the table.
It's all relative.
Yeah.
With Einstein.
Right.
Yeah. Theory of relativity. Okay, right. So let's continue on, Rabbi Sai. Make yourself comfortable. You will, I know. Okay.
Want a cup of coffee?
I never drink coffee. But thank you.
Okay, let's continue on. Ksiv, shtei vayitzim in the pasuk. Okay, let me get right. Yeah, exactly. Ksiv, vatzav eshevtechem ba'esahi leimar, uksiv vatzav eschem ba'esahi. These two psukim are almost one next to each other. If you have the Torah Ora Shalem, 3 and 4, you'll see one is Devarim Aleph Tes Zayin, the other is Devarim Aleph Yud Ches. In other words, we left out Yud Zayin in the middle. And the first pasuk says, Vatzav Shiv Teichem Eisei Leimar, Moshe Rabbeinu is now commanding and talking to the Shoftim, the Dayanim. And then the next pasuk, Vatzav Eschem, I'm talking now to Klal Yisrael. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu being mitzvah the Dayanim and mitzvah Klal Yisrael? Explain the Gemara. Amr Abluza, Amr Reb Simloi, Asar Letzibo Shetehei, Eimas Dayan Aleim, when he says Vatzavet, which is a Lashon Tzivoi, giving them a mission. What was the mission? What was the Asar? What was he telling them? Tzibor, Vatzavet Eschem, referring to Klal Yisrael, you have Dayanim. Don't play around with Dayanim. Don't think that this is just a game. This is just a joke. This is serious business. It should be Amos Dayan Aleim. What was the pasuk that we quoted before in the Gemara? Avakim Nitzav Vadas Kel. When you're talking about a Mishpat, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal is there. And we're being done a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara said before, because Hashem is ultimately going to have to pay out from his own pocket to make sure everybody is compensated and reimbursed appropriately. So, Zogti Gemara, this is an Asara Tzibur, Vatsava, have respect and reverence for the Dayan. Vatsara the Dayan, she is Valas Tzibur, and also telling the Dayan that you have to sometimes be Sovel. Sovel means to tolerate the Tzibur. They may be difficult when they're coming to the Bezdin, and they may be difficult in their arguments, and you may have a Tuffy, and all the rest. And therefore, says the Gemara, you have to be Sovel. How much do you have to tolerate them? Just like an oimen, we normally think of the mami carrying the tinnik. Here the word yisa oimen is a Russian zohar, so this would be the father, that the father has to carry the tinnik. What happens if the tinnik is going and kicking? You don't kick the tinnik back, you try to just restrain him and try to endure the kicking. Here too, if your Klal Yisrael is kicking the Dayanim should try to look aside and don't go and Chas V'Shalom kick back. You have to be soyful, you have to tolerate them.
Even if they're dying.
Even if they're dying. Very good. I was waiting for that.
It's interesting that there's an Omei.
Yes.
This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking when he's Eldad the Meida, he's exhausted by Klal Yisrael, and now they're complaining.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Because Eldad and Meidad is a lesson of Dadim.
Omein is nurtured as a
nursemaid.
Nursing.
Is it a man or a lady?
Man.
Okay,
that's a machlokas.
Most men cannot nurse their children. Right. It was a nest when the Gemara tells us that there was a father that developed, and he was able to then go and nurse a baby. That was considered to be. You have to engender, exactly. I got you.
That's a bad word today.
Engender is fine. Okay, let's continue on. So we have now two psukim. Ksiv, ki ata tovoi, uksiv, ki ata tovi. Where are these two psukim? Both of them are in the Torah Kedoshah. However, there's a slight difference in the language. If you have the Torah Ora Shalom, it's number 6, and yours is probably Vav. Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua v'yomer Eilav le'eni kol Yisrael. Chazak v'emotz. Moshe Rabbeinu is on, he says, it's almost the time for his leaving the scene. So he now says, Yeshua Benun, you're going to be the leader. And ki ata tova yesa'am hazeh ela arz ha-shenish ba-Hashem la-voisam la-seis-lehem. You're going to go and bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So, chazak v'yamatz. So that's one pasuk. Ki ata tova yesa'am. The next pasuk is, v'yitzav es Yeshua Benun v'yomer chazak v'yamatz. Ki ata tovi es b'nei Yisrael ela arz ha-shenishbati lehem. Oh, here it says not Tavoy, but it says Tavi. What's the difference between Tavoy and Tavi? So Gemara explains. Omer Yochanan, Omer Moshe Yeshua. The first pasuk of Kiata Tavoy is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Yeshua, and he's saying to him, this is a democracy. You're concerned about how to lead Klal Yisrael? Don't worry. It's not just going to be you. Ata v'haskenim shebedor imohem. You're going to have all types of great help and assistance from all these Canaan, and therefore nothing to worry about. Now, how do we see that? Because it says Ata Tavoy. Tavoy means that you're going to come in, right? From Lashon Bia, you're going to come in. However, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, I'm afraid I disagree with Moshe, because this is not a democracy. You're going to be the sole exclusive leader. Yes, the others are going to help you and assist, and they're going to give you advice, but bottom line is, the buck stops here. It's told Makel, if necessary, you're going to go and take a shtekin, v'hachal kagodim, and you're going to have to sometimes give
a clap on the cup.
Exactly. Dabor echad ledor v'ein shnei daborim ledor. Dabor means the leader, the manhig, only one manhig per generation, and not two manhigim. Therefore, once you, Yeshua, you're in the driver's seat, you're in charge, and ultimately the buck stops with you. Now, how do I know that the first pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu advising Yehoshua and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel in the second pasuk? So Rashi is medayik. If you look at the two psukim again, the first pasuk says Chazak v'yamotzki atot tovoy yesa'am. By the way, the pasuk begins with Yikra Moshe LeYeshua. So obviously Moshe is talking to Yeshua. But he said to Tovo Yitzchak Amazeh Elo Aretz Hashem Nishba Hashem LaAvoisam. So he's talking third party about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're going to go into the land that Kodesh Baruch Hu swore to give to the office. The next pasuk 7, Vayitzav Yeshua Ben Nun. Here it doesn't say who spoke. But it continues on. Who's nishbati? That means kaviyachal l'rabbeinu shlem. So the first pasuk was Moshe saying, "Tavoy, you're going to go together with Sakenim. You're all going to lead together." The second pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, daber echad l'dor, and not shnei davarim. You're going to be the sole exclusively." Tana. Now we have a brisa. Zimun b'shloisha. Now, when you think about the word zimun, automatically you say, my zimun, ilema bricha zimun, that means three people that are benching together, you have to go and do zimun. Why would that come in the middle of a whole sugya dealing with? Exactly. Wow. So don't be too concerned. The Gemara will address this momentarily. V'hatanya, Frank Gemara, you do have bircha zimun, but I have a brisa. Zimun, u'bircha zimun, b'shloisha. They're both zimun and bircha zimun. Bircha zimun, I was referring to benching. Yeah, that's b'shloisha. But why would it say zimun u'bircha zimun? V'chitayma, Perushi kamafarish, he's explaining. The brisa begins zimun, and people were, what do you mean by zimun? I mean the birchas zimun. Oh, if that's what you're going to learn, he time before you come afarish my zimun birchas zimun. What tanya? I have yet another brisa where you see very clearly zimun bishloisha. Birchas zimun bishloisha. Oh, so it's not prushi kamafarish. These are two separate halachas. So what are we talking about? Ela my zimun azmune ledin. Oh, if you have one party that is summoning another party to bezdin, how many sheriffs, or how many marshals, or how many shluchei bezin do you need to go and summon the defendant to come to bezin? Then you have to have three. Kihad yomerava, hani beit losa daini, the yasvi the ozel shlicha de beidina, the omer mipuma the chad loy omer klum. So not that you have to have three shluchei bezin walking together to hand over the summons, but rather that the summons has to be signed by all three dayanim. So that's the person, Yankel Smith, who's delivering the summons to the defendant. Yankel Smith says, what is this? Is this a letter? Why am I getting, personal delivery? Usually I would get in the mail when it comes 6 months later. So what happened? It would get stolen. So what's going on over here?
That's how you get the word summon. I'm seeing it.
Summon is very good. Beautiful.
Oh, you read the word?
Beautiful.
Read the book, the word.
No.
He wrote the book. He wrote the book.
Oh, you wrote the book.
Exactly. So, Hani Beit Klasa Daini Diyasvi. You have three Diyanim that are sitting together in the Bezin tribunal. The Oz Shlich Le Beidina, the Omer Mipumet Chat. If the Shlich Bezin is bringing a summons and it's only in the name of one of the three, Liam Maklok. The Omer Mishmei De Kulu, he has to say, Rabbi Yid, you're being summoned by the Bezin of Rabbi Smith, Rabbi Jones, Rabbi Goldberg. Come on in. Can't be the same Smith family, because then it would be a cart. Okay.
It's not being actually served the document. There's no writ here. It's not that you're giving a subpoena.
You're saying that this is oral rather than in writing.
Right.
It's a consign. Let's see.
You can't write orally.
Can't write orally. Very good. Very good. Rashi doesn't say anything about a writing. Could be. I was being dramatizing by saying it was a document signed. Maybe it's oral. Good. Zok Digmara. So therefore, now I know what the Zeman Bishloisha means. Nothing to do with benching. It has to do with if you're summoning or Zemaning, then it has to be Bishame, the three. Zok Digmara, but Hanimili, that's only below Yemedadina. If you're talking about, for instance, on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, then you have to say in the name of the three. Al-Biyayim Adedina, on Mondays and Thursdays, which are normally the days that Bezin is open by Tekonis Ezra, that being the case, even if you only say one name, it's old enough, less than Ba, you don't have to say it in the name of all three, because that's standard on Mondays and Thursdays. It's going to be Din Toyotas. Come on in one dime, that's already enough. You don't have to expand and expound on that. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Teshlumi Kefel, and Dalad Vehei, what's the din is also Mishloisha. Isholach Le Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, Le Rav Nachman Bar Yankiv, one Rav Nachman to the other Rav Nachman. Yilam Dein Rabbeinu, Dine Knossois Bekama. Since we're talking about Kefel and Dalad Vehei, that's by definition a Knas, because you're not paying compensatory damages, but you're paying either double or four or five, depending on the situation. So that's Knossois. What's the halacha over there? The Kama means how many dayanim? Freiti Yomara, I don't understand what your question might. Go back to Beis Amid Aleph, and we're not talking about after 85 lines. We're talking at the very beginning of the Mishnah. The third, fourth line already, it says, what's the din? That if you have to shlumi kefil v'dal v'heiz b'shloisha, that's kenosis. The shayla was, al yachin mumcha kami boyalei, doin dina kenosis, oloi. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about three hedyoitois. Three hedyoitois. I want to know if you have one yachin mumcha. Is that the legal equivalent? And therefore, can he be done dine kenos? Amalei, so he told him, Tinisua. Let's go back again to the Mishnah. Teshlumi kef, teshlumi abav v'chamisha. Bishloisha. My shloisha. What shloisha do we mean? Ilei mishloisha hedyoitois. Are you saying that the pshat in the Mishnah is taka three hedyoitois? Ha'amar avuha di avuch mishmei derav. Don't remember your Zaidi, the father of your father, send the name of Rav. Afil asor vein adjoitis psulin ledina knosis. Even if you had a minion. Of course, we don't mean literally a minion, because ein bezin shako. So there have to be 9 or 11. He just means to say, not only mizumin. Even if there was a minion, they're all possible, because you have to have mumchem. And therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, shloisha means shloisha mumchem, v'ka'amar shloisha. So now, in answer to your question, can one yochin mumcha decide? The answer is no, because the Mishnah requires three. Are you saying three hedyoites? You're saying this in the name of Rav Chas v'Shalom. For Dina Knossos, you always need Mumchen. So therefore, the three of the Mishnah is three Mumchen. So one Mumchen does not do the trick. Since we spoke about having three for Mizumin, or having Asara for a minion, just reminds me of a story when I was a little kid. We davened at the Melitzer Rebbe Zatzal. Melitzer Rebbe had a besmedish here on 90th Street. He was a very, very saintly man. Anyway, to cut a long story short, there was one morning that we only had 9 people in shul. They didn't have 10. And then everybody was saying to the other, well, maybe we can go and wake up your brother, your son, your shmugger, your nephew. Do you have a partner? Do you have someone? All the 9 people, not all, 8 of the 9 people in shul discussing how can we get a 10th man. Right, there was some sort of play, no? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, but this wasn't a play. This was real. So we needed a 10th person.
12 angry men.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, but here were 9 angry men because they didn't have a minion. Anyway, there was one person there, Reb Shloima. I won't mention his family name, Zochren Levracha. And he was just sitting there. He was saying, tell him he was davening. He didn't get into it. He did not participate. So my father, Zochren Levracha, said, Reb Shloima, yei da'ainim v'smedish. Everybody in shul is noivis that we don't have a minion. Everyone's saying, how can maybe I can call this one? They didn't have cell phones. They would have to run down to the corner, and then there was a telephone booth, payphone. It was only at 10 cents at the time. It wasn't the quarter. And therefore, we're going to call somebody. And you're the only one that's not worried. Well, how come? So he said, "Man tatashe, my father's Zochren Levracha taught me, never worry about minyan, only worry about mizimin. You only have to worry about mizimin. Therefore, he doesn't worry about me. He only worries about mizimin. Okay, you like that, right?
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, fine. If
from
you do
studies, it shows some very positive."
Very positive vibes. So let's continue on. We have 5 lines from the bottom of the Abba. The Gemara leaves out that Rameir says about Moiti Shemra is Bishloisha, and the Chum disagree, and they say it's Bi'esra and Bishloisha. 23. Now, what is this Moiti Shemra about? We don't mean a Moiti Shemra like it's used colloquially, that someone says something bad, like Lushan Hara, Moiti Shemra about somebody else. Here we're talking about a Baal that comes up the next morning, right? Psulanissus Birvi, on Wednesday. That means Wednesday night that they have the first beer. And then Thursday morning, the husband is very, very angry. And he comes to Bezin, Limatsasi Levitcha Psulim, that unfortunately she was a Ba'ula and not a Psula. What is the reason why a husband would do that? So, one of two reasons. Number one, maybe he wants to deny. We're assuming, of course, he's telling the truth. And therefore, if he's telling the truth, he either wants to take away from her ksuba, because this was under, it was a mekach to'us. Mm-hmm. I thought I was marrying a psula, and I gave a ksuba of 200. I find that she's a ba'ula, she's not entitled to anything. Of course, a ula normally would get 100. But the point over here is that he's saying, I was cheated. This is a mekach to'us. I don't want to even give her a ksuba. I want to give her a get and get out of here. Get out. And no ksuba. That would be one reason. Or, if in fact he feels that she was mezana in between the time of the Eiris and Nisuin, then Chas V'Sholem she would get skila because of a Nara Murasa that Chas V'Sholem erred and lived with another man. So that would be one of the two reasons why he would come into Bezin. Now, if he's talking falsehood, the whole thing is not true, then the father can go and say, oh, you might shemer about my daughter, she's a tzadekis, she's a tzadua, she's a chasud, and all the rest. You got to go and pay 100 shkalim, like it says in the title. Now, we're going to talk about this in much greater detail, but we're just trying to figure out the background story. So, the Gemara is assuming now that it's the husband that began the proceedings, and he either brought the proceedings because he wanted to deny her ksuba, or because he chas v'sholem, he wants her to go and get skila that she should be killed. So now, the question is, why is there a distinction, why does Rebbe Meir say 3, and the Chum say 23? If in fact the only reason he's coming to Bezin is because of Ksuba, so that's mominous, and Dini mominous Vishloisha. You don't need more than a Bezin of a panel of 3. You're talking about monetary stuff. If in fact he's saying about her that she erred and she was a Mizana and therefore she deserves Skila, then everybody should agree it's Bezin Vishloisha.
Now, a grand jury.
A grand jury, yeah, exactly. Lahabla. I'm sorry, what was that?
A grand jury only indicts.
They don't. Okay, we'll talk about the English secular law somewhat, American secular law somewhat later. But the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Gemara leaves out the last couple of words. That's the 5th, 6th line of the Mishnah. Say the Chamim Shemra 23. Now, what does it mean? Sheyesh by din nefashos. So the Gemara assumes that what he means to say is, in this case, they were only asking for hefsek ksuva. The husband only wanted to go mimafser ksuva and say, Rabbeisai mekatois, I'm giving a get and no ksuva because she is a ba'ula, she's not a psuva. Why do you need 23? Because in other theoretical, hypothetical cases, if the husband would have Edom, that she was Mizana, in between Eris and Nisuan, it would be a case of Din Nefashis. No, so here too, even though he's not coming for Din Nefashis, he's only coming for Mominus, deny her Ksuba, he should have 23 as well. And the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. V'chiyesh by din and nefashis may have it. Fine, in parallel, other similar situations. This was Mr. and Mrs. Smith. In our case, he was only coming for ksuba purposes, to deny her ksuba. And Mr. and Mrs. Jones, in another case, in another place, there, in fact, he was trying to bring Adam to show that she erred and that she, chas v'sholem, was mezana and she should get skila. But that has nothing to do with the case here. That's the case over there. So who cares that, theoretically, it could have been a case of, but it's not. It's a Dina Mominus case. So the Gemara gives two answers. We have Amr Ula, and then we have Rovo, on the side it says Rabba. So Amr Ula. We're concerned about Laz. Now, normally Choshen Laz means something kind of negative, pejorative. We're afraid that people are going to say something bad. Here, it has a positive meaning. What does that mean? That the husband is bringing his wife into Bezin to deny her ksuba because he found that she was a woman. Rashi points out that to win this case, he does not need any edim that in fact she is a ba'ula. He only has to make the argument that she's a ba'ula, and unless there's contrary testimony, he wins the case.
The sheets.
I'm sorry?
The sheets.
The sheets? Oh, I mean, that's a different story. We'll get to that. But in the meantime, the question is, what's the basis? Why do I say he doesn't need any testimony, any rais, or any edim? So if you look at the last Rashi over here, the Rashi begins, V'omar, right, about 6-7 lines from the bottom. It's going on a little bit later in the Gemara, but at least it gives us an understanding. V'omar, hoyu ve'en li edim. I have no edim to go and show that she was mezana. But donali mias bishloisha dine momenes lahafsida ksuvasa alidei atzmar. Even without edim, just on my say so. The kaimulam yavi gemara mesech seksuvis chacham tiknu lehem lebnoi Yisrael, lebnoi Yisrael, lebsulam masayim lemana mana. This was a takonis chazal. So it's heim omru veheim omru. They're the ones that said 200 and 100 for the ksuvah. Veheim, and they said haminuhu lahafsida al piv. Just with his say, so why? Chazaka einonim tereach besuda umafsida. You know how much the chasana cost last night? Well, it depends on where it was. If it was in Lakewood, it cost maybe 10,000. But if it was in the Rockley or something, or Waldorf Astoria, maybe it was 100,000. Maybe it was 500,000. Right? There could be a major difference. But regardless whether this person was an oni ve'evyon making a modest chasana, or he's making a grand chasana, you don't want to go make a chasana the next morning, go and say, Rebezin, I made a mistake. Unless it's a mistake, I'm sorry.
If the father of the bride pays, he doesn't care.
But apparently the father of the chasana pays.
But then the father would say something to the son-in-law and say, hey,
Anyway, the point is, why would he go and make an elaborate chasana with photographers and musicians, a 15-piece band, and send out these invitations, which are 5 inches thick, that everybody just throws out the invitation as soon as you get it, and the postage was $10, etc., 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 and only to go the next morning into bed and say, Bezna, I changed my mind. You know, people don't do something like that. It must be that he saw that she was a b'ula, otherwise he wouldn't make himself into a fool. Everybody looks at him as he's tzedrait. Okay, so therefore, says the Gemara, if the person only came in for purposes of collecting ksuba, meaning not to have to pay the ksuba, is the charai he didn't have edim. Because if he had edim, then he would say, let's go and be done her of chas v'shalom lemisa. So says the Gemara, since he came into Bezin, and he said, I have no proof, but I want you to know that she is a Ba'ula, guess what happens now? The word gets out in town very quickly. After all, there were 1,000 people at the Chasana the night before. Did you hear what happened? They just got married tonight, and now this one. Really? I can't believe it. I was at the Chasana. It was so beautiful, and the Masada Kedusha, I wanted an Odom Godel Ma'oid, and the food was with a menu written in French. I didn't understand a word, but it was delicious, etc., etc. And now the next one, he's already divorcing. I can't believe it. So then two people in shul say, we can believe it. You know why? Because unfortunately, 6 months ago, when all you guys were asleep, we were walking down the street and we saw masim asher lo ye'osu. We saw things which people should not see, and unfortunately, it's true. And that's the question.
The question: do they have to return the presents?
That's the steps above the bus. So we're now into Sanhedrin. But the point now is, says that Gemara, Rabban and Sabri, Choshishin Lelaz. The Laz over here means that people are going to hear, and Edim are going to come and say, yes, we know what the Baal is saying is true. We know she's a Bula. She's not a Bula from pre-Erisin. She was a Bula at the time of the Erisin. Oh, so that's what we are. That's the chash of the laws that the Gemara is talking about. The Zokti Gemara, the Meisav El Choshen Laz. Nah, what's the likelihood people are going to come and choose Mazan? I'm not worried about that.
Usually, your mayor is Choshish for a meal.
Exactly.
It's ironic.
100%. Rabban and Tzavi Choshen Laz. Rabban and say, no, we are Choshen Laz. That there will be two Edom that are going to come and say, not only should she lose her ksuva, but she should lose her life as well. Yes. And therefore, since according to Rabbanan, I have to be choishish that this is going to mushroom from a simple monetary case to a capital crime case, says Ula, according to Chachamim, bring 23 initially, suggest in case this does become a capital case, we don't have to start changing from 3 to 23, we'll start over 23 at the very outset. But Rameya says, what's the likelihood something like that's going to happen? remote. I'm not concerned about it. If it happens, we'll deal with it at that time.
You see,
I don't know if you heard, but your good friend and our good friend Barry already raised this issue already a minute ago. So both it's beautiful. Anyway, the bottom line
is that coming. He has no proof. How does Basin entertain his time?
Hazaka, because there has to be anything to say that in order to get the case started.
He's not saying when she was Mazana. He's saying that she was not a Basula Bashas Pia last night.
Right.
That's all. And he's the only one who can know. Pesach Basula Chmatzatzi, the whole Gemara Ksumas.
Believe him on this type of flimsy.
And it's not flimsy because he just spent a fortune on the wedding.
If it happens, people will get angry and what
happens. But not the next day. They just spent a fortune on the wedding the night before.
Yeah.
I have a question. Why did the Aiden didn't come up?
I was going to say that.
Because nobody summoned them, nobody asked them.
They say when they do the chuppah, whoever has anything against this wedding.
No,
at the most, the chuppahs that I've been to, I have not heard that. Yeah. Most of the time, there are no drushes. But if there is a drush and everybody's looking at their watch or their iPhone, they usually talk about nice things about the Chosin Kala and the family. They say, tell them, right, okay, but they don't normally talk about any possible sins or iniquities on the part of either of these Chosin Kala. You want to talk about that, you talk about that elsewhere, not there, under the chuppah. But anyway, so that's the Machloike says, Ula. Rav Meir says, I'm not worried that Edom are going to come and open up the can of worms and say, yes, we saw Mises Nus and blah, blah, blah. Therefore, just do three. While Rabban said, oh, because of the fact that this is going to spread like wildfire in town, everybody can hear, two Edom are going to come to the scene and say, yo, 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 and then we're going to need 23. So start off with 23 to start off. That is Ula. And then we have Rava. From the Toises on the base, he's Goydus Rabba. And you'll see why on the Amid base we're Goydus Rabba. So it's still with Rabba. Rabba Omer, you see what's in the Sirs of Shas, changes it. Rabba Omer, Kuli Alma Lelaz Loichashin. No, that's not the problem. I'm not nervous that two Edom are going to come on the scene. Vacha Bechoshin, the Kvoidin, shall reshoin him commit for the Gi. So Rashi explains that Rabba learned that the Baal did not come in initially to be Mafik Suvasa. Quite to the contrary, the Baal was furious, and he brought in two Edom to go and say, or he was prepared to bring in two Edom to go and say that she sinned between Eris and Nisuan, and therefore she should get Skila. And therefore the Baal, when he comes in Thursday morning, huffing and puffing and in fury, he already told them, Rabbeisai, don't get a panel of 3. We're going to need a panel of 23 because I have Edom. Okay, guess what happens? Afterwards, they in fact listened to him. 23 rabbis assembled together, and he brought Edom, and then after that, two other Edom came in and said, how can you say that you saw you were together with us in Chicago, in Lincolnwood, or in West Rogers Park? Exactly.
West Rogers Park.
Right, or Peterson Park.
Skokie,
exactly. In Mono Yisim. So what does the Bezin do? They said, okay, dismiss the case. Obviously this Baal is a Shakran and the Edom are Shakran because you have Edom Hamazimim. So what are they prepared to do? Dismiss the case altogether. Zerfi Yimara, the Ivda. Ivda means that they're ready to scatter and go home. Va'omalahu. And now the Baal says, 1 second please. Okay, it's true. My Edom were unfortunately Shakranim. However, she was a Ba'ula and therefore Dinali Mia Dina Mamanis. At least stay behind to do a backup case, not a commercial big case, a small case, at least to be mafsed her ksuba.
But what happens in Chicago stays in Chicago.
Okay.
It's
anyway,
in Chicago. The Edom were in Chicago.
So now, what is the machloikis? Machloikis is choishin lekvoidan shereshoinim kamiflegi. That according to the mayor, you tell 20 of the rabbis, all 23, you can go home and take either 3 out of the 23 or a new panel of 3. You're going to listen now to the commercial case, the gabi lahafsik suvasa, but all the others can leave. They're going to be disappointed, or perhaps people in Megas are going to go and say, isn't that interesting? Initially it took 23, and then we sent 20 home. Does that mean there's something inferior, some sort of pagam, and these 20 that we're letting them go home? You know what? If they're here already, let them stay. So the mayor says, "Ein choshe, I'm not worried about that." So even though we started off with 23, 20 go home. Shkoyach, he did a great job, and we let 3 remain behind. And the Rabbanan says, "No, choshe the kavod rishonim. You have to have all the 23 remain here in the courtroom until we are dismissed the case totally, not only with respect to the criminal charges, but also with respect to the monetary charge." So that's the machlekes. Okay, we have now machlekes.
They can convene a court of 23.
They got married
on Wednesday.
Right.
So now it's Thursday. They have a court of 23.
And the chosen comes in and says, "We want."
You have to gather 23.
Okay. Either they're there, or if they're not, we'll have the next session. Will be on Monday.
Okay.
But the point is, he comes in the next morning, fire and brimstone, and I have Edom. It's not just a Ksuba case. This is a case of Skila case, and we have the 23, and then the Edom and Mazimim, and say the whole thing is baloney. But still, ain't Edom Toreh Basud Masida. I want to at least go and win the commercial part of the case. So, do you let the 20 go home, or do you have all the 23 remain? See you tomorrow. Freilich and Chanukah. Zokti more meisvei. Let me bring a raya to Rabba against Ula. Meisvei. Zokti more on the top of Chesam Adbeis. V'chomam oimrim. This is a braisa. And the braisa is talking about our situation with Azachos. It says, Tovu momoin, if the tviya, if the complaint is a tviya about momoin, in other words, lahafsik suvasa, bishloishim. 3. Tovu nefashis, if however the complaint was chas v'sholom that she was mezana and therefore she should go and get skila, then v'yasim u'shloshim. That's what it says in the Brais. On the surface, it sounds fine. But says the Gemara, bishloim l'rabba. See again, it says the Rav and the Rabba. The reason why the change of the girsa is if you look at the second toises here in the top of the Amid, almost parallel to our Gemara, meisvei bishloim l'rabba tovu mamon tchilas. You see, toises is greatest Rabba. And you'll also see in another 2 lines, the Gemara is going to answer this kasha with Rava. You'll see in a moment. Is Bishlam al Rabba Tavu Momin Tchila Bishloisha. Tavu Nefashis Tchila Afilu Momin Biyasimu Shloisha. Says the Gemara, according to Rabba in the Amid Aleph, what did Rabba say? That if the person is only Teveya Momin Bitchila, he comes into the court and he says, "Rabbi, I have a commercial case. I have a monetary case. I don't want to give her a ksuba. I have no edim. No edim. How are you going to win? I'm going to win because I have a chazaka. Ain't hodim tereach mesuda mafsida. So I'm going to win the case." So then you impanel 3 rabbis. What happens? Tavu nefashis. So now, why are we not concerned about that? Maybe 2 edim are going to come and going to say, "Oh, I hear that the husband is in court. I have bad news for you, Kala. We saw blah blah blah." That's only a problem according to Ula. According to Rabbi Kuliyam Lalaz, Loi Chayshin, and I'm not worried about 2 Edom coming to the courtroom. So therefore, if you only tovei a mamain, you only need shloshim. Tov nefashis tchila. If you started off with the husband coming in and saying, "Rabbi Isai, unfortunately I have Edom that she was mezana and therefore she should get tchila," no, afilu mamain, even if it lands at the end that we have Edom HaMazimim, and therefore we dismiss the capital criminal part of the case, but we are still continuing on in the Mumin case, because that's what Rabbah said on the Amud Aleph, that once you start over with 23, according to the Rabbanan, I'm worried about the Kvoidon Shel Rishonim. So, as long as you start over with the Vashis, you're going to end up with 23 until the end of the case. And Ula Kasha, Ula Shver. Why is Ula Shver? Because Ula said that even if the Tviya was just Mamain, you start off with 23 according to the Rabbanan. Why do you start off with 23? Because some Choshishin Lalaz, the 2 people in the back of the Besmedesh are going to go and say, "Oh,
yeah,
I remember, we remember." Exactly. And they're going to come into Bezin. So that's why Ula said, according to the Chacham, since some Choshishin Lalaz, you always have to start over with 23. And here it says the Chacham, the Gemara is assuming it's the same Chacham, it says, "Tov Mom and Mishlash." It's not true. According to Ula, you always start with 23 because Choshishin Lalaz. Therefore, says the Gemara, Ula Kasha. Everything Gemara Omer Rava. Now it's the good why it says Rava, because otherwise, if it was Rava was the one that said the previous pshat, right, then Rava could say, I won the case. You know, why does Rava have to defend Ula? So it's, I mean, of course, Rava had intellectual integrity. He could have defended Ula nevertheless. But at least this is easier now to go and say that it was machlokes Ula and Rava. We have a lechura knockout kasha on Ula because it says, Tavi Mami, you only need 3. And Ula says you always started with 23. Amarava ani varisha b'chabura targimna umanu rabchia bar avin. I and the Risha Chabura, the lion, who is that? That is Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. We're going to answer the kasha together. Hachma Yiskina. Shehevia Baal Edim Shazinza. Initially, the Baal brought Edim that unfortunately she was Mizana. The Hevia Av Edim, the Hezimum. And then now the father comes and he brings Edim and he was Mazim them. The Edia Baal. What happens now? Baal Ligvois Momoin Mibaal is Bishloisha. Ooh, going back to the top of the Amid, we assumed Tovei Mamon Bishloisha means that the Baal is being Tovei Mamon. What's it being Tovei Mamon? He's Mafsid Ksuvasa. He's saying that she was a Ba'ula, was a Mekach Tois, and therefore I want my money back, meaning I don't want to give her Ksuba. She doesn't deserve it. I'll give her a get and get out of here without any Ksuba. That's how we learned it till now.
This is the Baal suing the father suing the Baal for the hundred shekels.
Exactly right. For the Moitzi Shemra, for the 100 shekels. And so in other words, this is already a second din Torah. The first din Torah, I'm sorry?
A counter suit.
Okay, good. Counter suit very often is in the same suit. Here we're talking about that first suit was dismissed, and now we come into the same bezin and say, okay, now that you dismissed the case against my daughter, says the father, I want to bring a lawsuit against this Baal. He's given her a bad name throughout the community, and I want you to go and show and be down against him. So Balik this moment, now that the Av wants to get moment from the Baal, me Baal, that's Mishloisha, because this Mishloisha is never going to end up in a case of a capital thing. The unfortunate truth that we already dismissed. The only Edom that he had were Edom Shakranim, Edom Zomimim. So obviously he never had real Edom in the first place. That being the case, and I'm not worried about new Edom coming, I'm not worried about Kavod Rishonim because this is a brand new case, and therefore, however, Umamakim the Fashas, meaning going back to the beginning, and those cases, in fact, that he had two Edom that seemed to be responsible, reliable Edom, then you start the case, and if Chas V'Shalom, it turns out that they're right, well, that'll be her end. She'll chas v'shalom get skila.
If the edim zomimim come in, don't the edim that the Baal brought, they'll be killed because they're trying
kasher
to
zama.
Okay. Good. Kasher zama
awesome. Very good. Right. So beautiful. That means is that if you know, I mean, even at the time, so you have to have a
court. Court.
Right.
First time you start with 23 for sure. No question.
That's why it says because you know once.
So why did it say because it's talking about that the first case was already dismissed because those Edom, like as you say,
okay, so
Edom, what happens to them?
You have 8 other Edom come and say,
yeah, but the Gemara says Hezimum,
and then it falls away.
Then it has to be a 23.
Everything that you're saying is correct. All we're trying to do is answer how did the Chum say Tovi Mamain? According to Ula, even if it's only a commercial case, you always have to have 23. Because Choshin Lelah is that new people are going to come in.
The next step, right.
Exactly. So now our Gemara says that this Tovi Mamain is not talking about the case that we thought until now. It's talking about that Dhaka we started with 23 with a.
Part of the suing the husband.
It's part two.
Part two. Now that the unfortunately the husband lost the case, now the father is now countersuing or bringing a brand new suit against the husband for making all these false allegations.
He's only doing it on the money part.
He's only doing the money part. He's not saying that the husband went to the Mizana.
Like,
that's fine, but that case is already behind us. Now we're talking about what's the Tava Mumman case. Tava Mumman case. Right, exactly. Whether they're hung or not hung, that's not our concern. What our concern is, what means Tava Mumman? Tava Mumman is the second case after.
You can't divorce her.
Okay,
she can't force him to give a divorce.
Okay, so we've entered the kasha that we had on Ula from this Braisa, when it says Tavli Mammon at the top. Every time there's a Tvias Mammon on the part of the Baal against the Kala, you always need 23 against Ula. So why does it say Tavli Mammon? Because we're talking about that first case was already dismissed. And now let's see.
Against the Baal.
A brand new case. You only need 3, because that's not going to lead. But he's going to prove that the husband was Mizana. That's not on the table over here. We're talking about whether she loses the Ksuba, whether she doesn't, etc. Since he lost his case, the Gabi Skeel against her, so now the husband is countersuing or making a brand new suit. I'm sorry, the daughter and the father are countersuing, and the mother probably also. Everybody's countersuing against the Baal for this terrible Moiti Shema. Good. So that's the first. So that with that, we answer the Braisa. Now, from here until the end of the Amud into tomorrow's Amud Aleph, we're going to give additional explanations of our Mishnah. Remember, we said in our Mishnah that according to Meir, Moitzi Shemra, you need 3. According to Chamim, you need 23. Sheyesh Vaidin Nefashis. And we said, what does that mean, Sheyesh Vaidin Nefashis? Because in other cases, Din Nefashis. So remember, so we had 2 Terutzim so far. We have the Teretz of Ula, that Ula says that the machloikis between them is choshen laz, yes or no. According to Meir, not choshen laz, so you have a case of 3, he's only coming here to be mafsik suvasa, 3 is enough. And the Chum say, no, Aiden may hear, and they're going to go and say that she deserves to get skila. Start off with 23. That's according to Ula. According to Rava, no, we start off with 23. Why do we start off with 23? Because I'm worried about, not only we start off, we end off, according to Rabbanan, with 23, because I'm choishish v'kvoidan shel rishonim. That if we started off that the husband said that this is a skila case, and we started off daka with 23, and then afterwards, oh, he showed you left his book here. Maybe you want to text him or something.
Yeah.
That he lost his list. Anyway, so we started off with a case of 23, and then now we're finding out that the husband did not have good Edim, and that we're now dismissing that part of the case, the criminal case. But the husband wants to continue talking about the moment it's Lahafsik Suvasa case. Say to the mayor, okay, send home the 20, and according to the Rabbanan, leave all 23 so that people shouldn't say there's a pagam in those 20 dayan. Those are the 2 pshatim that we had so far. The Gemara is going to give another 3 or 4 other pshatim in the machloikis between the mayor and the chacham. Abaya Omar. The kuliyam chayshina lilaz. Both the mayor and the chacham are concerned that new Edom will come on the scene. Umishim kvoyin shor rishoyim, and everybody's concerned about kvoyin shor rishoyim, that once you started with 23, you got to stay with 23. So how does the mayor say only 3? And now, says Abaya, the machloikis has nothing to do with hilchos chosin kala umaytzi shemra. No. It has to do with hilchos hasro'ah. Hachal mayaskinen, you're going to asru ba stam. That 2 Edom came to the young lady, meaning the husband Taka is coming into Bezdin not for mominus, he's coming for nefashis. He says, Bezdin,
not for blood.
The Kala that I married, unfortunately, I heard the worst things. And I saw with my own eyes, she was a Ba'ula. And guess what? And 2 Edom have come to me overnight, and they sent me a telegram or whatever. They sent me, they called me on the phone, an email, a fax, and they said, they have the goods on her. She, unfortunately, they saw her being Mizana between Eris and Nisuin. She deserves to get Skila. Okay, now what happens? They come in front of the Bezdin, and the Bezdin says, did you give Hasra'ah to the young lady? Yes, we gave her Hasra'ah. We told her, young lady, you should know what you're doing. It's Chas v'Shalom, it's terrible. You're being Mizana. Don't think Erisin is engagement. You're betrothed, you're married. It's not a marriage with a capital M, but it's a marriage with a small M. You're an Ashes ish. You're not allowed to be with anybody else. No, I don't care. Young lady, listen, if you're not going to listen to us, and if you live with that that person over there, you should know you're going to go and get Misa. They didn't say Skila. You're going to go and get Misa. It's a Misa Masa. So now what happens? They didn't say the word Skila, they only said the word Misa. Is this a sufficient hasra'ah, yes or no? That's the machloek between the mayor and the chacham. Where the mayor says, if you didn't use that magic word skila, even though you gave hasra'ah mit to edim, and you said misa, that is not enough to upgrade to give her actual skila, because hasra'ah was deficient. and therefore only bring three dayanim.
That's a civil case.
It's only a civil case, not a criminal case. You only need three dayanim, don't need 23. The Chum say, no, who says you have to go and be so specific? Telling her what you're doing is against the Torah, and telling her that you're going to get a big oinish, and telling her you're going to go and get Misa, that's enough. You don't have to be more specific.
But if she's a Bas Kohen, she would get straight up.
We're talking about a Bas Yisrael.
No, I'm saying this, but they don't know if she's a Bas Kohen or Bas Yisrael. So how can they give her...
They know that she's a Bas Yisrael because they know the father, he's gotten Shlishi, he's never gotten Kohen.
But I think it also says that since Skila is more Chamor, Skila is the most chamor.
What you're saying is correct, but it goes even beyond that. I didn't want to get into that because it's not part of our sugya. But when Mitzvah, we talk about Bas Kohen, that you guess Reifa, there's a machloikis in the Gemara, is a Bas Reifa at the time of Erisin, or at the time of Nisuin, or both. So Mitzvah, and it's totally in that machloikis
okay.
Little bit.
Okay.
But let's just talk about Bas Yisrael. We know for sure it's Yisrael. Anyways, so getting back.
That's what I'm thinking. Is it, you know, is the Asra or the recipient?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's more of a high Tano. It's this Tana that's arguing about Hasra stop. Again, Hachamai is Kiran to Asra Bas stop. The reason why I use the word term Vishar is because the Reisha is talking about a Mesis or Mediach, where they don't even give Hasra, and therefore, but Vishar Kol Chayav and Mises, put aside Mesis or Mediach, what's the din? Shabbatayra. Ein Mesis Oysam Ela Be'eda, meaning that you have to have, like we said in our Mishnah 23, because Vishavto Eda, Vitilo Eda, Ein Bezin Shokol, you have to have 23. And of course, you have to have Eden. And you have to have Asra. And the Asra has to be by Chiyadi'u, Shuchayiv Misa Bebezin. They have to go and tell the defendant, the one, the accused, not only did they give Asra, but also, you're going to be Chayiv Misa and Bezin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achidiu Be'eza Misa Hu Nerag. It's not enough to say one of the Arba Misa's Bezin. It's got to be Skila. You have to go and say Beferush. Ah, so that's the machlokes between the mayor and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. It's talking about that they only gave Hasra Astam. Will that Hasra Astam be enough for purposes of the Bezin to go and Paskin give her Misa of Skila? Says Rameya, no, that doesn't work. You have to be very express, and you have
Rabbi
to go Yehuda and say, Be'eskila. I'm sorry?
Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir?
Rabbi Yehuda is in the Braisa. But Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa agrees with Rameya of the Mishnah, or Faker. Rameya of our Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, that it's an insufficient, deficient Hasra'a, unless you say the exact Misa. Since it was only Hasra'a Bistam, since Rameya, this is never going to go and be upgraded from a civil case to a criminal case, because you can't give Misa under those, you can't give Misa under those circumstances, because the Asra was insufficient, therefore you only need three. Say the Chum, no. Who says? I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like the Tanakama. All you have to go and say is Chaim, Misa, and Bezin. So therefore, you do need 23 after all. So that's the Pshat of Abaya. And now we have a similar type of Pshat like this, Rav Papa Omar. Isha Chaveira means that she's a very learned, intelligent young lady, and she knows the halacha. She learned in a Bisyankif, she was a valedictorian, and she knows absolutely all the dinim of Chas V'Shalom. If she sins, she's going to go and get skila. So now the question is, do you even need hasra for a person that knows, you know, for our purposes, kol ha'teira kula, legabi hilchei skila for an ara murasa? Oh, we have this machlokes already. This is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer. Chover ein tzarech hasra. When a chover does something wrong, you don't have to warn him. The whole purpose of hasra is for the unlearned, for the amaratzim, to go and say amurat. You don't know the halacha, but I'm telling you right now, if you do X, Y, and Z, chas v'shalom, you're going to go. So that's the only reason you need hasra. Here, you don't need the hasra according to one man, the Amar. Chover ein tzarech hasra. According to Yosef Yehuda. So, in fact, they didn't give her hasra in our case. And that's the machlokes between the mayor and the chacham. The mayor says, I disagree with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. You always have to give hasra. You didn't give hasra to this young lady. She could be the biggest chaveira in the world, the gedoilis hadar. so to speak. She knows everything. Nevertheless, if you didn't give Asra, no Misa, so therefore it's only a case of three Dayan. Rabbanim say, no. Since she's a Chaver, she doesn't need the Asra, and therefore you have to impanel a dozen of 23. Ramashi Omar, going to Asra Bey Malkus, Vele Asra Bey Ketolah. For some reason, the Edom, when they gave the warning, and they gave the Hasra, they didn't go and say, and by the way, if you're going to violate Chas V'Shalom, you're going to get Misa or Skila. But rather, they said, you're going to go and get Malkus. Now, the question is, does this have any legal effect? And the answer is yes, says the Top Rashi. That if you're Masra, a Halacha, which has an Oynish Misa's Bezin, and you only say a Hasra or a Malkus, you do give Malkus. After all, let's see quickly the Top Rashi. The Asra Bey Malkus, the Asra Bey Ketolah, the Havadei Loi Miktolah, is no question if they didn't give Hasra or Lemisa, they're only Hasra the Malkus, El Loike. They're only going to get Malkus. The Eilacha Mises Bezin, Shulei Nema Ba Lav. There is no Mises Bezin without a Lav. There's always a Lav involved. Because of a Lav, Shemitin Las, Horus Mises Bezin, any type of Lav, which normally the Oynish would be a Mises Bezin, if you only give Hasra or Loiken Allah, he asuba Malkus, Veloiken Tolah. Everybody agrees, in our Gemara, you get Malkus. So what's the Machlekes? Machlekes, the Kamilia, the Plukta Rishvo, Verabbana. Back on Daf Beis, one of the Machlekes that we had, which we have not investigated yet in the Gemara, did not. Malkus Beishloisha. Tanakhama says, any capital case, where we're not capital in the sense of any criminal case, we're not going to give Misa, we're going to give Malkus, you only need to impanel a dozen of three. Why does Rabbi Shmuel require 23? Rashi says, have patience, Mitchum. Tomorrow we're going to learn Daf Yud, time in Mefarish to come on. But that's always by every Malkus case. Says our Gemara, that's the Machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chacham in our Mishnah. The Hasra was only an Hasra for Malkus. Says Reb Meir, an Hasra for Malkus. You only need a Vezin for three. Because Vezin is a three, and Malkus is Mishloisha. Say Rabbanah, oh no, we hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that even for Malkus you need a Vezin of 23. Therefore, you have to have a Vezin of 23. And Mietchim, tomorrow we're going to learn yet another Pshat in the Machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chacham, and that's going to be the Pshat of Ravina. Stay tuned to Mietchim to tomorrow. In the meantime, everybody have a Friday and left again. Hanukkah.